Hi there. The word for you today is study your Bible. The psalmist writes, Psalm 119, verse 18, Open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. Let's consider some practical suggestions for getting more out of your Bible study. Okay? Here's one. Schedule it. If you don't, it won't happen. Learn to say no to unimportant things. For many of us, the biggest obstacle to studying the Bible is television. The average person watches over 4 hours of TV every day. Do the math. That's 61 days a year, or 2 full months. By age 18, the average person has seen 200,000 acts of violence, including 16,000 murders. And by age 65, they've spent about 9.5 years watching TV. By contrast, if you went to Sunday school regularly from the day you were born until you were 65, you'd only have had a total of 4 months of Bible teaching. No wonder we struggle spiritually. Discipline yourself by setting aside a specific time every day to study your Bible, and let nothing get in the way of it. And do it when you're at your best physically, emotionally, and intellectually, not when you're distracted and hurried. You know if you're a day person or a night person, so pick the time when you're most alert. The spirit may be willing, but Jesus said the flesh is weak. So if you don't want your study time to turn into snore time, don't try to study the Bible when you're tired or right after a big meal. And here's another important thought. Keep a notebook and jot down your observations and keep track of what God's saying to you. Writing does 3 important things. Number 1, it clarifies. Number 2, it reinforces. And number 3, it personalizes. Also, ask yourself, what's the takeaway from this passage? Doing that will help you to fix God's word firmly in your mind and jog your memory regarding what you're supposed to do about what you've just read.